We are in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in the Din of Koshal Bracha. We're up to Sif Hei, and we will be concluding Sifim Hei and Vav. Hei Yesh Omrim, Yesh Misha Omer, Shema Mavarech Iter. If the one who benches is a lefty, Oches HaKos B'Yemino Shu Smol Kol Adam. He holds the cup in his more prominent hand, which means his left hand. Someone who's ambidextrous should hold it in the right hand. All of this is only for a hider and is not ma'akiv b'di'evit. Sivav mishenosnu lo kos levarach lo yosiach ha-mavarach. From when they give him the cup to bench, the mavarach should stop speaking. V'amesu b'mein lehem lasiach mishehischu ha-mavarach. Whereas those who are sitting there are allowed to talk until he starts benching. So as soon as he lifts the cup, he shouldn't talk, he shouldn't be mafsik, and they shouldn't be mafsik from when he starts benching. Certainly when he's benching and he's being motzi them, they have to hear what he's saying. Even bein bracha lebracha, they shouldn't be speaking. Whereas, if while he paused between brachas, they spoke b'di'evid, they are yotze. Says the Rama now, hagah filu imsoch ha-mavarach atzmo. Even if the mavarach himself spoke. Now, some are machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says that even for everybody else, once the mavarach picks up the kos, that they shouldn't speak. The Magen Avraham Tain is that this is all b'shogeg. If someone speaks b'mezid, he says even b'im bracha l'bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. The Mishnah Berurah's hachra is against the Magen Avraham, and he says you don't have to go back. Further, avalim sochu b'em tzashu mavarach lo yotzu. If they spoke while he was benching, they're not yotzu, obviously, because they didn't hear the bracha. The halacha is that they're allowed to fill the bracha in themselves, though. Also, if what they missed were words that are not ma'akev the bracha, which is not the shem malchus or the ikur message of the bracha, or in the case of bris and Torah that has to be mentioned, but other than that, if they just skip a word in the middle of the benching, the halacha is that you're yotze b'di'evit. So even if you spoke, you would be yotze. Now, what happens if somebody was mafsik machmas onis? We learned a machlokas rishonim with regard to hafsaka in krishma, for example. If someone was unfit to daven, he had to use the washroom, for example, he was unfit to bench in the middle. And it was shal kedei ligmar es kula. He waited enough time that it would have taken to finish the whole thing. So we say over there that if it was shal kedei ligmar es kula machmas onis, the halacha is he has to start from the beginning. In the Bir Halacha, he is mistapik, if we say that in separate brachas as well, meaning it's clear that if someone was shal kedei ligmar es kula machmas onis in the middle of a bracha, he's got to say that bracha over again. Do we look at all of benching as one big bracha, that the brachas are ma'akvah zo'azo, in which case, even if between the brachas a person was mafsik, he would have to go back to the beginning, or do we say that each one is an independent bracha, and if he messed that up, he goes back to that, the beginning of that bracha, but that's it. La'alocha, the Mishnah Berurah is mistapik, and machmas safik, he says not to bench over again unless it was shal kedei ligmar es kula machmas onis in the middle of a bracha, and then you would repeat that bracha only and not the entire benching.